You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new summer hiatus of the regular season Clipcast. I don't know. I'm confused, too. I'm your host, Chris Kawild. Happy birthday, Kawhi Leonard. With me, as always, deep from his home studio in Burbank, is Burbank Hank Henry Dittman, everybody.
Yeah, you scooped me. I was going to sing happy birthday. Happy 29th birthday to Kawhi Leonard, star of the Los Angeles Clippers. We're thrilled that his birthday present is he gets to play more basketball this year.
His birthday present is going to be another NBA Finals MVP and another championship ring, another franchise that he's going to single-handedly take to the promised land for the first time in franchise history. He did it last season in Toronto. He, of course, took the long-storied, excellent Greg Popovich'd Tim Duncan's Spurs to the finals. He got the NBA Finals MVP, not Tim Duncan, not Tony Parker, not Manu Ginobili. So Kawhi Leonard has been to the finals three times. He's 2-1. And why I say this, Hank, is because he's been to the NBA Finals three times. And we now have our regular season, rest of regular season schedule,
woo,
where most of these teams we've played two or three times.
Yep.
And I've got the record for each and every season matchup. But let me ask you this, Hank. Is this a brand new season for you, or is this let's pick up where we left off?
Well, I mean, statistically, which is where I like to, you know, make my bread, if you will. No one says that.
You just said it.
It's not a brand new season because we are picking up the records where we left off.
Right.
So it has to be the continuation of a season. I mean, look, what we all have to accept and get our heads wrapped around is that whoever wins this, whichever team wins this ring, every fan of the NBA, except the fans of that team, are going to cry asterisk.
Sure.
You have to know that. But as a long-suffering
Oh, sure.
Clippers
no one's suffered
fan,
longer than us. 50
oh,
years
well,
of suffering.
We'll take, buddy, we'll take it. We would take this chip and dip it in some hummus and snack it up and be thrilled about it. Gimme.
I mean, the last...
To me, it's a continuation, even though, frankly, the last 100 days have felt like 1,000.
Oh, my God. It's been like 25 years since I last saw live NBA
so
basketball.
So many days.
Here's the thing about asterisked championships. Okay, so the one that I remember off the top of my head was the 99 strike shortened season when the San Antonio Spurs beat the New York Knicks. I don't even remember who won the championship in the strike-shortened season of, I think it was 2012, let's say. There was a strike-shortened season that year. I honestly don't remember. And it wasn't that big of a deal. I think when it's all said
they don't
and done...
Give you, here's the thing you have to understand. If you win in an asterisked season, they don't give your team the trophy, and you don't get a ring, and nobody gets to wear hats.
Oh, there's no,
and
there's no banner?
Oh, no, none of that. It all still happens, people.
Yeah,
it's,
no, it's,
you're still
it's actually
the champs.
It's actually even better. I mean, I honestly don't think it's an asterisk at all. And also, talk to any of these wishy-washy, Johnny-come-lately Warriors fans who just popped up in the past 5-6 seasons, and they go, yeah, well, Kawhi, that's an asterisk because Kevin Durant wasn't there and he wasn't healthy and Clay Matthews was banged up and Steph Curry's daughter made an adorable TikTok video that night.
Clay Matthews, the defensive player for the Green Bay Packers and then eventually the Los Angeles Rams, was not there for the Golden State Warriors?
Exactly. I mean, look, it's
you
not
mean Clay Thompson.
It's not Warriors cast, all right? I don't know. I can't differentiate your Clays, okay? All right?
No,
I don't know
to
the
me
difference
it is
between
a continuation.
Cassius Clay, Clay Thompson,
look,
and
Clay
Matthews.
I also think we are desperate for normal. We're desperate for it. We want – there is no sports being played. It's touch and go if we're going to get football, baseball, at least I guess there's some shot at it because it's not contact sports per se. But to me, everybody's going to need to just embrace this, get excited about it. And I think the world will. I think this will be next level numbers because
all
there's
eyes
nothing
on
else
planet
to watch.
Earth will be watching the NBA Disney World bubble. And I think that this will actually be a very even playing field. May the best team win, because there is no home or away crowd swaying anybody. Yeah. Not at all. Yeah. It's just who is the best basketball team? Who's the last team standing? So let me just catch you up. And I used to say, here's everything in a nutshell, but I'm workshopping a new phrase. Here's everything in a butt shell. Okay.
Ew.
Well, I have a pet tortoise, and there's the butt part of his shell, if you will, where his tail sticks out.
Nobody calls that a butt shell. I would invite. Now, listen, we have a strong contingency of marine zoologists, marine biologists.
Sure, we're the only team named after any really thing, you know, marine biology related to Clipper ships.
I'd ask any of our loyal listeners who are marine biologists to chime in here and confirm that there's no such thing as the butt shell.
Well,
that's
look,
not what it's called.
Look, in a butt shell, you can follow us at LA Clipcast on Twitter, and you can chime in, and this is an
Let
interactive show in a butt shell. But look, here's what happened, okay? The Clippers are 44-20. We've played 64 regular season games. Take the team down the hall. I can't remember their name off the top of my head. It's been so long, but let's just say they're the L word. There's another team in LA. They, I believe, have played 63 games. So everyone in the NBA has played around 63, 64, 65 games. When it's all said and done, there will be 8 additional games played for the teams that are in the playoff bubble, or I believe it's 5 games or less out of that 8 seed. So that's only one additional team in the East, and I believe 4 or 5 additional teams in the West. Now, everything is going to be relatively normal as we know it, with the exception of a potential sort of wild card series. And what that is, look, 1 through 8 are going to make the playoffs in each conference just like normal. 1 plays 8, 2 7, 3 6, 4 versus 5, like we always do. However, the 9 seed in either conference, if you are the 9 seed and you are 4 games or less away from the 8 seed, there will be a wild card series. Now, this is going to be very different because, say, hypothetically, the 8 seed team is, oh, I don't know. Who's the 8 seed? Memphis? Let's take a look.
As of right now, it's Memphis.
They are the
8 seed.
So say the Grizz are the 8th seed, and say somehow Portland does very well, except against us, in this 8-game regular season wrap-up that's happening in Orlando. Say they go 7-1, they win against everybody, and they lose against us. And say Memphis goes, I don't know, 3-5. Anyway, hypothetically, Portland is only 1 or 2 or 3 games away from the 8th seed, or even 4. They get to go head-to-head, the 9th seed versus the 8th seed. Here's the thing. Here's the reward if you're the 8th seed. All you got to do is win one game, and you are in, and good luck, because you're going up against the number 1 seed. So if you win that one game, if you lose that one game, 8th seed, you have a chance to win a second game. So if you're the 8th seed, you only got to win one. If you're the 9th seed, you have to win 2 games to advance. And I think it's pretty damn cool what's happening.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I'm a fan. Yeah, it's weird and cool. Why not?
I think it's so much better than a top 16 teams go and 1 plays 16 and 2 plays 15, because I don't like that.
I never like that.
Blech.
No, I like this. I think it's fun.
All right,
I really do.
So this is Schedule Day 2.0, Hank, and we are going to take a look at the remaining brand new, just announced LA Clippers schedule, which starts on July 30th in the Magic Kingdom Walt Disney World Wide World of Sports brand new complex versus arguably our most heated and hated rivals, the Los Angeles... I can't say it. Can you say it?
You don't... The Los Angeles Lakers. Come on. Now listen, I want to say first of all, Lakers take now we at this point in our the way we left the season, we were up on the Lakers 2-1. We won the first 2 games, we lost the 3rd game. I don't
and
believe
we're something
Kawhi
like 30
played.
We're like 36-5 against them in our last 42 or something crazy. Like we have owned
which
them
mean, which,
in the last year.
Yeah, which means nothing because they didn't have LeBron and we didn't have Kawhi, Paul George, all that stuff. But I don't believe, if I remember correctly, Kawhi Leonard did not play in that third game where we lost to the Lakers. Am I remembering that right?
You're remembering that wrong. That was the only
he
game
did play. He just played. He just
we
didn't
have
score.
Lost when we were 100% healthy. We have won every game when 100% healthy, except for that one Laker loss, and we are up 2-1 on the season series.
I have never loved Lakers games because they are never home games for Clippers.
Right.
Here's what I like about starting against the Lakers. If we come out and beat them the first game back, I think it scares them, and I think it rattles them.
Sure.
I think that we're a team that's used to being disrespected, used to playing from the back of the pack. I even think Kawhi Leonard is like a two-time MVP, finals MVP, two-time champion with two different teams and doesn't get respect. And so I feel like if we win, we rattle them. And if we lose, I don't think it hurts our psychological makeup. They, of course, have added J.R. Smith. I think that's pretty much official today. We're starting to really see it blow up on Twitter.
Speaking of psychological makeup.
Official. A lot of Laker fans never loved Avery Bradley. I don't know how much it hurts the Lakers to lose Avery Bradley.
So I'm friends. I'm friends with a lot of Laker fans, and I don't like these people, but I'm friends with them mostly because of my wife. And they don't hate Avery Bradley like Clipper Nation hated Avery Bradley all of last season. We hated Avery Bradley. Everyone in Clipper Nation hated Avery Bradley. The people I'm talking to in Laker Nation, they're like, he's a tough defender. Oh, he's a real tough. They don't hate him. And I'm like, trust me, he's going to let you down. And P.S., what is he doing? Letting
you let him down.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, look, here's what I am not ever going to do. I'm not ever going to bag on any NBA player that is opting out of this bubble, this whole – and by the way, I don't want to take us down this road of, like, questioning. Right now, I just want to stay positive about the season coming. I think we've had enough of that.
We're talking about the Clippers season.
There are plenty of questions as to whether or not this is the smartest thing in the world and how they're going to keep our players safe. So I think of a player, especially some of these players have kids who are immunocompromised or they don't want to leave their families for 3 months or whatever it is. So I don't have any negative
feedback. Here you are taking us down the road. You promised you wouldn't take us down.
I'm saying that's why I'm not going to bag on these guys. If they don't want to leave their families to go do that, I don't think they have to go do that. That said, you're throwing in a point guard.
Please let's get off this road.
Listen to me. I am. They're throwing in a point guard that, frankly, not only doesn't know their offense, when he knew the offense of the Cleveland Cavaliers, J.R. Smith made one of the biggest bonehead plays since Chris Webber called a timeout he didn't have in the NCAA final game. I mean, it's as bad as it gets what J.R. Smith has done.
LeBron,
so
I don't know what kind of relationship they have. Yes, they were champions.
I just don't think they're stronger. We
Cleveland,
don't know yet what's going on with Lou Williams. My understanding is that until the 31st, he has.
I really did like how J.R. Smith, once he won the NBA championship, didn't wear a shirt for 27 months consecutively.
I also love that. I enjoy him. I just don't think he's your answer for running the offense. So, you know,
Avery Bradley isn't their point guard. He's their two guard, right? I mean, he's like their defending defense guard, which, by the way, J.R. Smith does not know how to play defense at all. He's just a three threat. But regardless, I think it's a huge downgrade for them. Avery Bradley's an idiot. But let's talk about...
Oh, yeah, I mixed that up. Avery Bradley's not their point guard. I'm tripping.
July 30th, we are back on 6 p.m. versus the Avery Bradley-less Lakers. Going to be such a great game because that is essentially what the sports world is predicting will be a Western Conference playoff preview. And that's going to start it off. And I think that was a very deliberate decision because that is the marquee matchup of the West by leaps and bounds. Nobody touches that matchup.
Oh, no. And then so what do you call for that game? Do we want to go through the whole schedule first, or we want to say right now who we think
absolutely,
wins that game?
Absolutely. I think the Clippers win that game for sure. I think it's a very similar game to it's very akin to game one of the regular season when we just knocked him out. And that was without Paul George. We are going to be 100% healthy. We're going to be a little bit different than we were game one of the regular season because, of course, we've added Reggie Jackson. We've added Marcus Morris. We've added Joakim Noah. We've got a really great team, a really great team. We're healthy. We're rested. We're ready. We're going to be the slight underdogs is my guess because the L word is the number one seed. We are the number two seed. But I definitely like the Clips, and it's going to be a great way to kind of get into this. Here's what it is, folks. This is what basketball is going to be for the next 3 months, and I can't wait. So that's game one. And, yeah, I like the Clips, by the way. Do you want to talk about each game individually, or do you want to say here's the eight-game record? Talk to me, Hank. I like us 8-0.
Let's keep pushing through these games. I'm excited to look at our next matchup because I think that you're talking about, there's a great transition here in that you're talking about the marquee matchup. The current marquee matchup is the Lakers versus the Clippers. We immediately follow it up with what the NBA wants so desperately to be a huge matchup, which is anybody versus Zion. And that is who we play next, the New Orleans Pelicans, who at this point we own also in a 2-win, 1-loss series so far on the season. And the question is going to be, has this time off benefited or been a detriment to Zion? That's going to really be the question.
Absolutely. And obviously, look, we were 2-1 versus New Orleans. I don't believe Kawhi ever went up against Zion. I don't think we ever saw any Zion. We lost a fluky second night of a back-to-back on Paul George's first game back. First game ever as a Clipper, we lost that game, but Paul George put on a show, and he was still dusting off the rust flakes. So I definitely like the Clippers, who have won the last two versus New Orleans, who are 2-1 versus New Orleans. But yeah, you got to look out for Zion, and of course, you got to look out for the former employee, J.J. Redick.
Yeah, look, I think we whoop these guys. I really do. I think that the Pelicans right now are sitting in the 10th seed, so I do think they come out hungry. But I just think they get crushed. I think we whoop up on them. And I actually think it's a close game versus the Lakers. If I had to bet money one way or the other, my bet is that we get edged out by the Lakers. And I won't say how the rest of it goes because I don't want to tip my hand too quickly. But I think we come back on a comeback game and really whoop up on New Orleans. That's my call.
I'm also noticing because 30 days has September, April, June, and November. I don't know if I got that right. But regardless, 31 days in July. So there are no back-to-backs during this remaining regular season schedule. July 30th.
Untrue. Untrue.
Oh, my God. There it is. July.
There
August
it is. So just wait.
August 9th. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to get to that. But let's talk about our next game, and that is against the Phoenix Suns. Just like the New Orleans Pelicans. I always want to say the New Orleans Hornets. We came out with a big loss versus Phoenix, if you recall. They
really dragged us
all around. But then two wins right after that. Phoenix still has some questions about filling their last roster spot. At least they did last. I checked the news on them a couple of days ago. So I think also Phoenix is a team that we're just going to roll all over. And P.S. there at the end of the season, they're batting 400. Their last 10 games, they were 4-6, the Phoenix Suns. I just think they're going to get turnt by us.
Yeah, dude.
Did I use that right? That
seems man,
right.
They're getting turnt, and they're also going to get learnt because we are going to learn them a thing or three about basketball. The first three teams of this new regular season were 2-1 versus Elward, Pels, and Suns. The Phoenix Suns started this season very well. Devin Booker was scoring like a million points a game, and they actually were an over 500 basketball team for like the first month. And then, of course, like the Suns do, they started sucking again. And so they are, I believe, an under 500 ball club, and they are out of the top 8 playoff seed, but they are close enough in striking distance, so they're going to be playing for everything, every game in this crazy new regular season. But yeah, dude, Clips, big time. We are going to beat the Phoenix Suns. So if you're playing along, we both right now have the Clippers at 3-0. for this new
no,
season.
No, not true. You weren't listening. I think that we lose a close one to the Lakers. That is, I'm sorry to tell you that. I wondered why you didn't react. It's because you didn't hear me. I think we lose a close one to the Lakers.
God. I blacked out.
I know.
When you tell me, hey, listen, we split the season series with LeBron's Lakers last season when he didn't have Anthony Davis, okay? We split and went 2-2, and I think that was a massive fluke. There is no possible way we split the season series with these hated L words.
Chris, you made me black out. I have never in my life hoped that I am wrong more than I hope in this moment. I hope I'm wrong.
You're a dirty dog. You're not even a person.
I couldn't look at this schedule and say we're going 8-0. And when I look at it and try to think which is the one, what puts us on our heels, to me, it's our first. It's our first game back. That's the one I'm picking. I hope I'm wrong. But let's keep going.
If you end this podcast predicting that we're going to go 6-2 or 5-3, I may not be able to talk to you.
Well, let's not. Come on. Let's just keep going and see what happens.
All right. Moving forward.
Next up is
Dallas Mavericks, who we have literally owned. And by the way, it looks very, very likely that that will be our first round playoff matchup is the Dallas
Mavericks.
Which
makes me happy. It makes me happy, and let me tell you why. It makes me happy because they have big questions at the center position, and we not only don't have questions at the center position, we have an additional answer with Joakim Noah being added to our roster, guaranteed through the end of this season, with an option already set up for the next season. He put out an exciting Instagram post that was thrilling about getting everyone on board and excited to do it with these guys and make a run at the championship. I think Joakim Noah is a great locker room guy. He's a great energy guy. You know, the Clippers, there are times 100%. We have a leader in Kawhi Leonard and a secondary player in, not a secondary player, but a number two guy in Paul George, who are very cool. They're cool. And then we have Patrick Beverley, who is fire, and Montrezl Harrell, who is fire. And so you throw Joakim Noah onto the bench. I think he tips us over the top. So I just think our center rotation with our three great center players versus the question mark that is the Dallas Mavericks center position.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got Ivica Zubac. Right over him. Ivica Zubac.
Yeah. I love him.
Is our starting center. And then all of a
underrated.
Sudden, Montrezl Harrell off the bench to just clean your clock. Coming in with no foul trouble to go up against whoever your starting big is. And then now Joakim Noah as a third option. Get out of this city.
Come on.
And
I
we
like
did.
It.
We got out
I
of like LA it. And we're playing in, oh boy, Magic Kingdom. It's going to be exciting. So you like the Clippers versus Dallas, right?
No, I don't. I love them, as my daughter likes to trick me.
All right, so that gives me, I like a W
Clippers. I love
Clippers.
Them. This is our biggest. This is our big center highlight game. This is the game that you need to sit down and get ready to watch how bigs roll all over littles. That's what I think is going to happen with that game.
Well, our next game is versus Portland, who we are also 2-0 versus, much like Dallas. You may not remember this, Hank, but we played Portland, and you and I sat courtside, and we had a couple of ice-cold beers that game. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember. It was a great time. It was a great game.
It was a great game.
It was a blast. And it was
like Buffalo Braves throwback night, and I was wearing my Buffalo Braves black and orange jersey and my black and orange Syracuse ball cap. So I was really straight up upstate New York roots, just like the Clippers have their roots in upstate New York. And I know your wife and her family are from upstate New York, so we just really carried on and had a great time. And we saw a Clipper W, and I like the Clippers. Although Portland does make me nervous in that is what's-his-name healthy, who's basically missed the entire season. I don't know if what's-his-name is healthy. The guy who I saw...
You talking about C.J. McCollum?
No. I know D. Lill and McCollum are going to be there, but like... There's like their third option is a big. He's got some Euro mouthful.
Is it
name.
Bill Walton?
That's it. It's like Churchich or Nurchich or Dirchich or Firkchich or Burkbitch. Excuse me. Anyway, so
well, I don't look. You always get on me for swears, and now I feel like
I was
you're
talking Euro talk, Hank.
There's no such thing as a butt shell, and there's no such thing as a Burkbitch.
I know they got Hassan Whiteside in lieu of this injured Churchich, And again, I'm not saying that name right, but people who know Portland basketball know who I'm talking about and saw him go down in the playoffs and then saw former Clipper great Mo, what's his name, Harkless, really fill in for him and help guide them to the Western Conference Finals last season. You know, Damian Lillard was real like, will I, won't I go back to NBA basketball? And Portland is actually the only team in the NBA who didn't vote for what we're about to see. It was a 29-1 vote. And the one that said, nah, think of something else was Portland. So they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder. Obviously, I like the Clips. We're 2-0 versus Portland. I think we're going to continue that. But that is a bit of a red flag game for me, for sure.
Well, and listen, the real red flag for me is that this is the first of a back-to-back two-night series with Portland the first night, the Nets the second night, and this is going to actually lead us to a very big question in this shortened season going into the playoffs. And the two questions are this. First of all, does Kawhi Leonard continue his process of sitting out, or is he fully healed at this point? So is he going to sit out one of these two games?
The second question is
Paul George going to remain healthy for this entire run of basketball games? And I think, look, he's now had some real time to heal. But man, one of our big stresses, Clippers fans, if you can remember back into the regular season, which again feels like 25 years ago, was that Paul George just could not seem to get and stay healthy. So the question is, is he going to be sat? Is he going to get hurt in these first four games? And so this is where I start to question mark. I still think we have the pieces to beat Portland, and we'll get to the Nets. But the question is going to be, is Kawhi going to sit? Is Paul George going to sit one of these games?
Now, that's a very great question, because look at this back-to-back. The first of the back-to-back is at 10 a.m. It's a day game, a true day game. So we're watching at 10 a.m. They're on Florida time, which is 1 p.m. And then the next night versus the Nets is a night game at our 6 p.m. They're 9 p.m. So this is truly, if you have to play a back-to-back, the way to do it, because you've got a buffer of over 24 hours. First game, day game. Second game, night game. I hate back-to-backs, but if you have to do it, that's the way to do it. So I do like the fact that, you know, I hate the fact that we have a back-to-back, but I like that we have a little bit of extra buffer room, and I am very curious. I think Kawhi Leonard plays both games. I have been proven wrong many, many times. So we'll see if I'm right or wrong.
We're going to have to see exactly what the Nets even look like. Am I right? Coming into this season. I mean, Everybody says Durant is not an option,
but like, wouldn't that be such a story if Durant comes back and plays? I mean, I know they say it's not happening, but couldn't it happen, Hank?
I mean, it would be incredible. What's going to be very interesting at that point is, are the Nets still in it? Because they will have played a back-to-back on the 4th and 5th of the Bucks and the Celtics.
Ooh.
So we have to see. Now, right now, they're the seventh seed right now coming into it. They are the seventh seed, and they are same amount of wins, one less loss than the Orlando Magic, who they also play later on in the series.
Did the Orlando Magic have an advantage playing in Orlando at Disney World?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Possibly, except I think they still probably have to live in the bubble, right? They don't have an advantage fan-wise.
They all have to live in the bubble. There are no fans. But is there an edge to the fact that Orlando is playing all these games essentially in their backyard? I don't know.
Look,
I mean, it's not their home stadium.
Psychologically, Chris, you could say maybe because they at least are in their home city, their home state. They at least know psychologically they're close to their families.
Right.
But no, because there's no fans, and no, because they're not playing, sitting in their locker room and playing on their court. You know, there's that great scene in Hoosiers where Gene Hackman makes Pee-wee measure the hoop and measure the baseline and all that. And he's like, it's still the same basketball court. But yeah, I guess it could be psychological. The bigger question with this Nets team is going to be, because they start playing the Magic and then their seventh game they play the Magic. The question is going to be, by the time they play us, are they going to be out of this thing? Are they going to, you know, you see what I mean? Like they play the Magic, and that right there could put them out of the playoffs.
But look, in the East, say they're 7 and they fall all the way to 9, they're still in that weird bubble because there's that wild card 1 or 2 game playoff thing.
Chris,
so Nets,
you know what it's like? You know how they've recently, Survivor fans, if you're watching Survivor in the last several seasons, they have added Redemption Island and
you're
Edge of Extinction.
Yourself, Hank.
So it's like, now you, no, this is a current show. It was just on the air like a month ago. Like
if you watch Wheel of Fortune, you know, it's like when somebody buys a vowel.
Stop it.
You're just aging.
Stop it. I'm making a point. Stop it. I'm making a point.
All us young millennials, all we do is TikTok. We don't watch Survivor like
you.
Shut
up. We're no longer, you're no longer off the island if you're voted off the island. And in the NBA, you're no longer eliminated just because you get eliminated. So who knows? But I do
think the Nets are just fine. I think they actually are going to be jockeying severely for playoff positioning. So each game is really going to matter. That being said, they don't scare me at all, although we haven't seen them. So I do like my sweet, sweet Clippers.
And we get to see DeAndre again. We get to see DJ.
Oh, my sweet, sweet. The Nets were riddled with COVID. They had like had 3 players have COVID. They didn't release who it was, Kevin Durant and somebody else. And you know DeAndre was one of those players. I just hope he's happy and healthy. I love DeAndre Jordan. But I hope he's real upset because of the loss. I do know that they beat the L word their last regular season game before all the nonsense went down. But I like our guys, obviously, Clippers. And that would put them at 6-0 for me. Do you like the Clippers versus Nets? Is it 5-1 or 4-2?
No. Not even if Kyrie Irving decides to play, do I like them over us? So I think we crush the Nets.
Oh yeah, there's a real thing where Kyrie Irving may not even be there for the Nets. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't think we know at this point. I still think they haven't. I mean, doesn't everyone have until the 1st of July to make their call? We might have
now,
to clipcast
personally
again.
When it comes to Black Lives Matter. P.S. If I'm an NBA basketball player and I want to speak out for the Black Lives Matter movement, I would 100% play knowing the eyes of the world are on me, and I would make my statement with a shirt, with my shoes, or with my voice vocally, and grab that microphone and say my statement and speak with my movement. That's what I would do. Yes, it is a bold statement to stand with Black Lives Matter and not show up, but I think a even more bolder move would to be show up. Every eyeball on planet Earth is on you. Make your statement.
Well, I don't really have an opinion because it's not my platform, it's not me as the player, but I will say that I believe that the league is trying to make maybe they're doing the bare bones minimum. I got this information from Locked On Clippers. Shout out Locked On Clippers. But basically, the NBA said that they are going to allow the players to make statements using their jerseys and what's printed on their jerseys.
I mean, how powerful, Hank, if every single NBA player took a knee during the national anthem? I don't mean to go there, but how powerful would that moment be, Hank?
I guess we're gonna find out exactly what the players do. But it is going to be a big question whether or not Kyrie Irving comes.
You'll
to
be
play.
Watching. I'll be watching, and hopefully, we'll Clipper Nation, you'll be watching me and Hank call the games because Hank and I have signed up with what is it called? Hot Mic.
Hot Mic. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is we've been teasing this announcement. I didn't realize we were going to do it today. We've been talking with the people at Hot Mic. They reached out to us. They love the Clipcast. And they have asked us to be what they call Hot Mic ambassadors. So you are going to have the option, Clippers fans, to get onto Hot Mic app. And the closer we get to it, we will explain ad nauseum how to get on there. Don't worry.
But if you've ever wondered what's it like to watch a game with Chris Wilde and Burbank Hank Henry Dittman, the guys, what's it like to sit next to the guys at a Clipper game? Well, you're going to find out. And I can promise you it will be the most rated R experience, and that every time an opposing teammate has the ball, I will mumble and curse. That's all I do when the opposing team has the ball. I just mumble and curse and just wish the worst on that player. And I can't wait to share that moment with you guys. But we're going to have a blast, and I'm looking forward forward to that.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun.
As we get closer to July 30th, we'll give you more of the deets, the pertinent details, the pert deets.
Absolutely. You know, it was a dream come true this season to join the ClipCast after being a longtime contributor, a longtime best friend of Chris's, and longtime Clippers season ticket holder. It was a dream come true to get my press pass. I found it today digging through my press bag. It got me really misty-eyed. And the only thing bigger than that dream for me would be to call a live NBA game, and we are going to get to do it. And not just call it by sitting in a bar together screaming at the TV like a couple of yahoos, but actually call it for fans to listen to, and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. And there's going to be a healthy element of two guys at a bar yelling at the TV screen like a couple of yahoos. But at the end of the day, we have the gift of gab. We have the production savvy to know we're putting on a show, and we will put on a show for you guys, and you can watch the games along with Hank and I in real time and listen to our nonsense. Let's continue. So you like the Clips over the Nets. Let's move on to our two final games, the penultimate game of the regular season versus Denver Nuggets.
Now look, if you don't count the preseason, and we split the series so far with the Denver Nuggets. We lost to them and we won to them. Now, I want to point out a trend here that I think is important because we don't have the numbers on our side. We went 2-1 Lakers, 2-1 New Orleans, 2-1 Phoenix, 2-0 versus the Mavericks in Portland. We didn't play the Nets. Denver, we split the series. But if you look at our records versus all these teams, except the Lakers, every other team, if we lost to them, we lost early. And so we lost to Denver, but then the next time we played them, we won. And oops, Jokic did test positive for COVID.
Oops.
I don't have updates. I really looked around today, and I could not find any updates. I will be straight up with you. I have small kids, so I don't sit and watch ESPN all day. So it's possible that update is out there.
Jokic
is
back,
dude.
He'll be back. He'll be healthy.
He is back. Okay. And I wish him well. I mean, my understanding is that Gobert is still not 100%. So I really hope any person or any player that got COVID is 100%.
I want to beat every team at 100% just to shut everyone up. I want to
beat everybody. Look, man, I'd like every person to be at 100% because, honestly, it's just a heartbreaker the way this is all rolling. But, yes, in terms of basketball, I want him to be 100%.
And the home cooking of Denver. Gone is the Pepsi Center. You are no longer going to get a headache just breathing. You're no longer going
to... It's a tough stadium to play.
It's a tough city to exist in, let alone be a world-class peak athlete in. And any road team who comes into Denver is always at a disadvantage versus the locals who are used to it and have been there and had their feet on the ground and their sea legs that high above sea level. So, look... We are 1-1 versus them. That's the only team that we are not really on top of season schedule-wise in our season head-to-head series-wise. So, yeah, that's definitely, you know, a red flag. But I like the Clippers versus Denver Nuggets. Who do you got?
Oh my gosh. I've got the Clippers all day long because also don't forget, after our back-to-back wins versus the Blazers and the Nets, I have two full days off. And there is no going out on the town and partying and pushing yourself a little bit too hard. These guys are stuck.
Let me ask you this, Hank.
Disney Wild World of Sports Center. Yeah.
We are locked in at the 2 seed. We have a buffer on either side. Do you see Doc Rivers resting guys, limiting minutes? Could that come into play? I really do think you take a look at a guy like Kawhi Leonard and go, all right, we're not going to maybe rest him because we need him to be ready for the playoffs. But look, you're going up against OKC for the last game of the regular season. When you're locked in to your seeding, if you're locked in and there's wiggle room, I see a situation where our studs have very limited minutes. So that could possibly cost us the 8-0 about to make.
It could, buddy, but let's please not forget that as of right now, they are only 2.5 games behind us.
Right.
Or 1.5 games behind us in the standings. The Nuggets right now are 3, and they are 1.5 games behind us. So now,
I think we play full capacity Denver Nuggets, but I think that last game versus OKC, I think we're resting a ton of guys.
Well, buddy, we'll have to see, because that is our next. Now, by the way, we win this game. You think if we drop a game, this is the game we drop. That's correct, but you're not calling it as a loss. You're taking it as a win.
If we were to lose, it would be versus Denver. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's what you just said. I'm saying that we win this game.
But that's what you're telling me. I'm telling you. Yeah, look, I guess if we were going to stub our toe, lose a game, I am here telling you it's because we rested guys versus OKC. If we were to stub our toe and just get beat, I think the team that scares me the most is probably Denver, because like you just said, they're the 3 seed trying to come in. I don't see them coming in. In my Chris Kawildest dreams, we overtake the L word and are going in at the 1 seed. But regardless, the Clippers never in franchise history, even back in the Buffalo Braves days, has never entered the playoffs anything better than the 3 seed. So I will be 100% thrilled, totally to the max, if we go in at the 2 seed and when we go in at the 2 or 1. I am going to be thrilled. So I like us versus OKC because I think we will be full strength, hopefully playing for that 1 seed, maybe, or to distance ourselves from the 3 seed. So I like us at an 8-0. If there is a 7-1 situation, it's most likely because we rested guys. Do you like us versus all those pissed off former employees who got shipped to OKC? I mean, that's obviously a huge red flag, too.
I like us. Now, I do want to say this. Here's my red flag. There's only 2 teams that are in the top 8 in the Western Conference that were hotter than the Clippers finishing the regular season, as it were, and that was the Lakers and the OKC Thunder. The Thunder were also 8-2 to finish the season. They were on a 3-game winning streak. But look, sorry to rub salty salt into the wounds of Chris Paul fans, but I, as always, will wonder how he does in postseason play, how his body holds up. Now, look, the Thunder were a shock. They were a shock. They were to me anyway. I guess there were a lot of people who were always saying any NBA player can be great. And I have many times said the worst, most dangerous NBA player is the NBA player with a chip on their shoulder. And Chris Paul has the biggest chip on his shoulder towards every team. He's just salty.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I love
dude.
That
He's
about
salty.
Him. But I just don't think it ever really comes around for them. I don't think they beat us. I suppose I was looking for the stub your toe losses, they are the heels of the loaf of bread of this 8 games. It's the Lakers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, because they're our 1st and 8th game.
Right.
But I don't think they beat us. I think we had them 2-1 in the regular season.
Yes, sir. 2-1.
And I think we beat them.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I'm very interested to see if Chris Paul can hold up in this very playoff-like atmosphere of an 8-game regular season that we just dissected. And if you're keeping score along, I call the Clippers at 8-0. Hank calls them at 7-1, stumbling out of the gate and then going hot into the playoffs, which is exactly where you want to be. So I can't wait to call the games with you, my friend. I can't wait for these games to start. But you are going to have to wait, because there ain't no NBA basketball until July 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Distant Time. What the hell does PDT stand for? Pacific Daylight
That seems right.
Television.
Pacific Daylight Time? I don't know.
I don't know either, dude. I am not a
Specific
smart man today.
You're not a smart man. Chris, it is, first of all, great to hear your voice, buddy. Well, I should say last of all, because it's not first of all. We're 40-plus minutes into this thing. Clippers fans, we're fired up about the season getting started again. You're going to hear from us sooner than later, because first of all, we're going to start getting our heads wrapped around this invitation from Hot Mike to start calling games. Keep in touch with us. Reach out to us on Twitter. Subscribe to us, as we're going to do a clip cast after every single game that they air on TV. Now the question will be, over the next several days, because if I understand it correctly, the 1st is the deadline for guys to sign in or sign out. I think we probably are going to, you're going to hear from us sooner than later, because we possibly will have some Clippers news and definitely will have some NBA reactions to how these matchups might change based on who opts in and opts out of the Orlando Buble.
Yes, and I think you told me it's July 1st. The guys have to make their final decision by, right?
That's my understanding, but I would love it if anybody on Twitter can clear that up for us, because there's just a lot of information.
Yeah, and they all head to
around.
Orlando any day now to do their training season. I think they're all at the Honey Center. They're all still local in L.A. right now, but they're all about to get on that team jet and fly to Orlando to go to basketball bubble camp, and holy cow, is it going to be awesome. And I think it's just going to shatter all NBA viewing records ever, because this is what we've been waiting for, and it is back.
Yeah, and I think you add to the mix that it's anybody's game, that there's people, there's teams. We said this on the crossover podcast we did a couple of weeks ago, how fun it would be to have a wild card series in the NBA, just like they have in baseball and they have in football. It'd be so fun if every season a couple of teams that were just missing it could play the wild card series. So we're going to get to see it. There's a whole lot of excitement here. And on top of that, none of the regular season records matter, because so many teams are coming in healthy that weren't healthy previously. Teams that have got some rust flakes on them, they need to get shaken off. So these eight games are super important to reevaluate.
Absolutely.
LA, who's the Twitter guy we follow? LA Film Room, LA Clippers Film Room, who's like such a king of stats. We love so much on Twitter. He was like, somebody kind of snarked at him. I don't know how you think that you can even try to predict how teams will play when they haven't played in 100 days. And I wanted to say, that's what's so thrilling about it.
Exactly.
It is anybody's game. So I can't wait. I think that fans that previously might have been checked out will check back in for this excitement.
100%.
And all I really can say after almost a full game's time of screaming is, go Clippers, man. Go Clippers.
The Clippers story is to watch. Will they rest Kawhi Leonard in that back-to-back August 8th and August 9th? That's the real story for this remaining regular season. And then, of course, will it be business as usual? Because in the NBA, it's so predictable. One always plays two in the conference finals every year. In the playoffs, it's always one versus two. Every now and again, there's an anomaly. But let's see if it happens again, or is this a total brand new Wild West shakeup? Only time will tell, my friend, and we will be there to call every game, Hanky.
Wait, let's not forget that the one team that could make that not happen is the team that you are the most scared of, and that is the Denver Nuggets. So they're 1.5 games away from us in the standings going into this thing. We just have to see how it all rolls out. But my vote, I believe it's Clippers 2, Lakers 1. That's our Western Conference final right there. That's my pick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's what we've all wanted. It's going to happen, although someone was just talking to me about, granted, they were talking from a social distance, Hank, but they were talking to me about how horrible the year 2020 is, and if anything could go wrong, it does. And I go, that's exactly why the Clippers are going to win it all, because it is going to piss off everyone. All right, Hank, sound the horn for Burbank,
buddy.
You old salty dog. Sound the dang horn, Hank.
Toot, toot.
Oh, God.